Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 16th of November 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'd like to summarise some of the most recent posts on the Europe à la carte blog. As a frequent flyer, I've been getting increasingly annoyed by certain aspects of airports. One of the things that really rattles me is the bottled water rip-off at most European airports. At present, you can only take containers with a maximum of 100 millilitres through security, which means if you want to follow health advice about drinking a fair amount of water before and during flights, you really have to buy bottled water, unless you're lucky that the airport you're at happens to have a water drinking fountain where you can fill your water bottle free of charge. Now, some airports do have drinking fountains. Recently, I did find one at Palma de Mallorca Airport outside some toilets just before going through passport control. And at Copenhagen in Denmark, there were clearly marked drinking taps in some toilets. But even where drinking fountains do exist, they're not always clearly signed or easy to find. At the moment in the UK, there's no legal requirement for UK airports to provide free drinking water to travellers. Now, I'm not setting myself up as an environmentalist here. It's more to do with spending money unnecessarily. I reckon that a family of four flying on holiday could easily spend around £30 on buying 1 litre of bottled water for each member of the family for their outward and inward flights. Now, I've happily drunk tap water at all European destinations I've visited and had no problem with it. I'd like there to be a legal requirement for drinking water fountains in every airport in Europe, in a standardised location, so you would know where to find them. So at the moment, what I'd like to do is to compile a list of the exact locations of drinking water fountains in European airports. So if you've managed to find this facility anywhere, please send me an email, karen@europealacarte.co.uk, or leave a comment on the blog post, "All airports should have drinking water fountains." Speaking of airports, I've been getting rattled by one of my local airports, Edinburgh in Scotland, because they recently introduced a £1 drop-off charge. Prior to the 29th of October 2010, you could drop someone off very close to the airport terminal building free of charge, but they decided to introduce a £1 charge for this facility. Now, there is a free drop-off facility that they've opened at the long stay car park, but it's quite inconvenient. You have to wait for a shuttle bus and it just adds more time and hassle to flying. So it seems to me most people are just paying the £1 to save another 15-20 minutes on the home to airport journey time. But I just don't think there's justification for the airport to introduce this, because the previous arrangement worked fine. To me, it's just another instance of perceiving flyers, travellers as a cash cow, along with things like the increasing airport departure tax in the UK, or just tax and charge travellers as much as you can. Amanda has written a post where she's put together 10 of the best hotels in Palma de Mallorca. When we do these kind of posts, we like to cover hotels for all budgets, but only include hotels which receive high ratings, that's verified ratings, guests who've actually stayed there, in reviews. So if you're thinking of visiting the Spanish island and seeing in the capital city, Palma, have a look at the post to get some ideas for some of the best places to stay there. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to this Europe à la carte podcast, and you can subscribe to make sure you don't miss any of the podcasts, either in Audioboo or in iTunes. Thanks for listening.